This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Growth Energy is highlighting biofuel opportunities. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Heading further into 2024, one of the top missions for Growth Energy is year-round nationwide access to E15. Growth Energy CEO Emily Skor spoke on E15 during her keynote address at the group's annual meeting.
This past year, we saw some big wins at the state level. Nebraska followed Iowa's lead with a statewide E15 standard, ensuring that every retailer in the state will offer the EarthKind engine smart fuel choice. 5 states added E15 tax incentives. E15 is now legal in Phoenix and Montana. We're continuing to build momentum in the state capitals, but we all know that E15 will truly take off when the federal government opens access permanently year-round.
Skor said it's a proven fact that year-round E15 will save money on fuel costs for drivers.
Last summer, E15 saved drivers on average 15 cents a gallon, and in some instances, 40 to 60 cents per gallon. That makes a difference. Drivers can't afford to see those savings vanish on June 1st. Fortunately, after tireless work from Midwestern governors, EPA should issue final rulemaking this spring to allow year-round E15 in 8 states. 8 states is progress. But we cannot allow E15 to become a regional niche fuel.
Skor added that Growth Energy will be advocating for a legislative E15 solution on Capitol Hill.
We're continuing our work with lawmakers to achieve what we really need, a legislative solution that is permanent, nationwide, and not reversible in court. Because America cannot build a long-term energy future one state or one temporary waiver at a time.
For more information on E15 legislation, visit growthenergy.org. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.